Okay, welcome everybody to our special Tehillim group shir of the young Israel of Woodmere. When Rav Schachter asked me to give this shir, I thought since it's a Tehillim group that meets weekly, you're really tapping into the koach of tefillah together, women. So I thought I would focus on tefillah. So I'm going to start with, actually, my sister-in-law texted me this yesterday. This is a conversation between my 11-year-old son, who is helping my sister-in-law, Sarah Shiva Sarva Tamas, and my 6-year-old nephew. He's 11, she's 6. My niece says, Mommy, and my son says, she's davening. And the 6-year-old says, Mommy, where are you? I'm reading from my sister-in-law's WhatsApp. And my son says, she's davening Shmona Esther. You can't talk to her right now. And my niece, his first cousin, says, Mommy. And my son said, I guess you don't understand the importance of tefillah. So I thought that we would begin with some insights into tefillah. Do we really understand the importance of tefillah? Ladies are gathering here for Chosim and Yeshuas and Besoros Tovus. You want to change any Xeris and Shemaim against Knesset Yisrael. Do we really understand the importance of tefillah? And there's a tefillah that we say every day, twice a day, 3 times a day, if you daven Shacharis, Arvis, and Kriya Shema Alamita. And the Pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, Perek Vav, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha. It's a Pasuk you all know. It's probably one of the first Pesukim that we learn when we are little kids, because from a very young age, we already know the Shema off by heart. What does it mean? You shall love Hashem, your God, b'chol vavcha, with all your heart, b'chol nafshecha, with all your soul, b'chol me'odecha. I don't translate me'odecha, with all your me'od. Let's see what Rashi says. B'chol vavcha. What does Rashi say? I'm not going to ask any questions because we don't have time, but normally I would ask if you know what Rashi says. B'shnei yitzarecha. Interesting. I have a yetzer hatov, I have a yetzer hara, and I shall love God with my two yetzers. Davar Acher says Rashi, b'chol levavcha shelo yelibcha chaluk al makom. Your heart should not be divided over God. You shouldn't question God too much. You shouldn't have division over God. You shouldn't have too much wondering. But we're going to focus on your two yetzers. B'chol nafshecha, Rashi famously says, afilu hu notel es nafshecha, quoting the Gemara. Even if he takes your life, you have to love God. And finally, b'chol me'odecha, the first interpretation of Rashi is love him with all your money. But I want to focus on the second one. And the second one is b'chol mido umido shamode decha. With each and every measure that he gives you shall love him. Bein b'mida tova. Sometimes life is a basket of roses and it's peachy. We saw an unbelievable double rainbow. I know you're not supposed to look at it. You're not supposed to tell anybody about it. I don't know if anyone saw the rainbow 2 weeks ago over the entire sky. We spent Shabbos in Atlantic Beach. You cannot imagine what it looked like. So one of the boys said, is there a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? Sometimes life gives you a pot of gold at the end of beauty. And sometimes, bein b'mida peranos, and sometimes life hands you a pot that's not full of gold, but something, a pekel that you would rather not have had. So this is a tefillah we say every single day. Do we understand the importance of what we say every day? Do we know what it means to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your ma'od? So with all your heart means your two yetzers. How to serve God with your yetzer tov is very easy. You make a bracha. I'm not saying it's easy to make the bracha, but you intellectually understand that you serve him with your positive inclination. You got a shul, you hear, you read Megillah Seicha, you fulfill the mitzvos. You hear shofar, you eat matzah, taharas hamishpacha, you fulfill the mitzvos with your yetzer hatov. How do you serve God with your yetzer hara? What are Chazal telling me? B'shnei yetzer hara, how could I serve God with my yetzer hara? Aren't I supposed to smack down my yetzer hara? Get rid of him, kick him out of here, I should serve him with my yetzer hara. Rav Pinchas of Koritz would say, the yetzer hara is very shrewd. It never gives up. If I want to go to the cold mikvah, the yetzer hara says, don't do that. It's dangerous to your health. I don't listen to him. I go to the mikvah. The Yetzer Hara says, oi, what a tzaddik. You're immersing yourself in an ice-cold bath. Then he tries to make me into Baal Gaiva. There's just no escaping it. You have to be constantly on the alert. So for myself, what does it mean to serve God with my Yetzer Hara? It's acknowledging that I don't want to be like this. I don't want to have this negativity. I don't want to have this emotion. I don't want to feel anger. I don't want to feel impatient at my children. I don't want to feel jealous. I don't want to feel shallow. I don't want to feel X, Y, and Z, any of the negative emotions that the evil inclination makes us feel. But then what do you do with that negativity and that awareness that this is not who I really want to be? I really am pure in my soul. So what do you do with it? Hashleich al Hashem Yehavecha. Cast your burden onto the Ribbono Shel Olam. Heni Machas said something, Allah Hashem, being so powerful. One of the most powerful things I read in the Heni Machas book. If you didn't read it, I recommend it. Korach, with his ayin ra, his evil eye, his haughty spirit, his broad sword. Korach was not punished because he was Korach. He was punished at Hani Machas because he didn't ask Hashem to help him change who he was. We all have the positive side. I know how to serve God with my positive side. What should I do with my negativity? I should understand it's not who I really want to be. And then I cast my burden onto God. And I say, He won't leave me alone, but help me to change who I am. The Gemara famous, the Gemara famous says, why? Because I tell it to myself repeatedly. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Yitzro Sha Adam Miskaber Alav Bechol Yom. Your Yitzro Hara wants to be Miskaber on you, take over you every day. Umivakish Lahamiso. Your Yitzro Hara wants your end. He wants you to be a jealous person, an angry person, an impatient person, a person who davens in haste, a person who puts no kavan into their mitzvos. V'ilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'ozer Lo Eino Yachala. Daven to Hashem. B'chol Levavcha, I want to serve you with my two hearts. Help me be a better person than I am now. B'chol Levavcha. With Shnei Yitzirecha, with your Yetzer HaTov, we understand, and then channel your positive inclination to Avodas Hashem. And what about your Yetzer Hara? Acknowledge it's not who you want to be. Who wants to be a negative person? Who wants to be a shallow person? Who wants to be impatient? Let's not be like Korach. And he said he was punished not for being Korach, but because he didn't ask Hashem to help him change. Right? So, Av Hashem Akecha B'chol Vavcha. What about B'chol Nafshecha? With all your soul. So Rashi says, Afilu hu no tel es nafshecha. Even if he takes your life. There have been so many Kedoshim. We're in Bein HaMetzarim. We are in the mournful 3 weeks. Rav Salvechuk says, Tisha B'Av is the day to remember all calamities, all destruction, all churban. The modern day Churban, the ongoing Kedoshim in Eretz Yisrael, Churban Europa, Gzeres Tachvata, we remember everything, the Cossacks. So we know what it means that sometimes God demands of a Jew that he is sacrificed upon the Akedah. The Akedah's Yitzchak is a cornerstone of Jewish faith. Rabbi Akiva said when they were scraping his souls, the Maseches Brachos 61b, they took him out to be murdered. And what was Rabbi Akiva doing? I said I don't have time for questions, I really don't. But what was Rabbi Akiva doing when they were scraping his soul with metal combs? Scraping his skin with metal combs? What was he doing? He was saying the Shema. And the Talmidim said to him, Rabbeinu Adkan, this is how much you love God? They're scraping your flesh with metal combs, and you're saying, I love God so much. What are you doing, Rabbi? So Rabbi says, Amarlam kol yamai hayisi mitsta'er ala pasuk zeh. I was pained. I didn't understand. B'chol nafshecha. Afilu notas es nishmascha. Amarti masa yavo liyadi v'akayimenu. When will it come to my hand? I will fulfill. Achshav. Sheba liyadi. I have the chance. Lo akayimenu. I will not fulfill. He was marich and echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. His soul went out with echad. A basakol came out and said, fortunate is Rabbi Akiva. His soul went out with echad. Fortunate is Rabbi Akiva. He is muzman nechaye olam haba. So when he takes our soul, we have to love him. But there's an interesting paradox, and that is those of us who do not live in a society or a time, like my four grandparents, many of our relatives who lived in the time of Churban Europa. So how do I serve him b'chol nafshecha? Do you understand that question? Is this applicable to every Jew or is it not applicable to every Jew? Yes, there are certain madmen who are crazy in the United States of America, but b'darach kol, we're not living in Shas Hashmad, where I'm worried about, let's get real, I'd rather not have to fill the mitzvah of Av Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha. We don't even live in that time. So Rav Salvechuk says, what then? There are two ways in which total sacrifice is implemented. Two ways. The physical. What's the physical? Rabbi Akiva being scraped with metal combs. The Jews in the crematoria. Total sacrifice is implemented in the physical and the experiential. To experience giving up yourself for God. The choice of method is up to man. The need for sacrifice is established as an iron law in Jewish history. Sacrifice, however, may consist of physical agony, pain, and extinction of life, or in spiritual surrender. Humility, resignation in man's affair. What does it mean, spiritual surrender? This is a silly example, but for us it's not a taiva. I want to eat ice cream, but I wait 6 hours, and I just ate fleishuk, so now it's 1 hour, so am I going to eat ice cream? It's not a real taiva for us, but that's spiritual surrender. That's resignation. That's humility. That's b'chol nafshecha. Even when you live, you can serve God with all your soul. And finally, we did b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha. Perhaps this is the hardest challenge. To serve God when life is easy, okay. Kos Yeshua Sessa V'Shem Hashem Ekra. I lift the cup of salvation. I call the name of God. When there's Shaduchim and there's Parnasa and there's Shalom and there's Shalom Bayis and there's healthy children. So Kos Yeshua Sessa V'Shem Hashem Ekra. What's the real struggle? What's the real difficulty? Tzara V'Yagon Emtza U'V'Shem Hashem Ekra. What about when you tzaras befall you? Tzara V'Yagon. Pain, crying, suffering, moaning. What does David HaMelech say? Uveshem Hashem Ekra. What does Rashi say? Bechol mida u'mida shomode dach. Ben b'mida tova, ben b'mida per anus. Now, Tan Meir describes when he found out his wife Daphne was killed. He was on his way home. I called my mother. I said the blessing. Hashem gives and Hashem takes. Best be the name of Hashem. I was thankful for every minute I was with Daphne. Daphne was happy about every gray hair in my beard. She said it was nice to see a settler who is getting old. I'm not giving up on people. We are mourning and in pain, but there's no anger. There's no grudge in our house. The Lord took the most precious thing I have, but if that's a challenge, let it be that way. We don't understand anything, said Natan Meir. Our measurements are too small. And then he said, he can be present in our home, even when there's a big question mark about life. Being religious, said Natan Meir, doesn't mean being a person with answers. It's being a person with questions. But then you take those questions and you cast them onto the Ribono Shel Olam with my two yetzers. I don't want to be this negative person. I don't want to be Korach. You help me change. Not only in death. Spiritual sacrifice in life. Experience what it means to dedicate yourself to God while you live. And b'chol me'odacha. When it's kos, Yeshua's essa, it's easy. Tzara v'yagon emtza, both times. U'v'shem Hashem echo. So I hope that in our very few short minutes, like my son said to his first cousin, I guess you don't understand the importance of tefillah. Let us understand before whom we stand, what we need, how much we depend on him, what we request, and that this love of God is all-encompassing and should affect every facet and aspect of our life. And perhaps with that, Yimale Hashem Bishalus Lebein Letova, our tefillah should be answered Letova. Amen, amen. Thank you, ladies. Sorry, I did not have